This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. It could get easier for schools to hire mental health therapists under a bill making its way through the legislature. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
School-based therapists are licensed by 21 various state boards. The bill strips the requirement that they also get licensed by the Department of Education, a time-consuming and complex process. Caitlin Tullifson, a senior at Berthoud High School, testified for the bill. She says when the school lost a recent graduate to suicide, there was no mental health professional in the building.
The support we had were armed police officers who, while having the best intentions, are not equipped to handle high schoolers screaming and crying in the hallway after losing someone they loved.
Suicide is the leading cause of death for young Coloradans. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
State lawmakers are trying to limit fees on short-term small-dollar loans. Colorado voters capped rates on payday loans 5 years ago, but lawmakers say lenders have created new products to avoid regulations. Democratic Representative Javier Mabry.
Well, Colorado voters said 36% APR on payday loans. Effectively, what they're able to do is get payday loans where the APR reaches as high as 114%.
But Republicans argue the bill will make it harder for borrowers to find the loans they need and drive lenders to find new ways to make money. Representative Anthony Hartsook says the state should instead teach financial literacy.
Because when you start messing with the market and banks and credit unions and financial institutions, the repercussions start having a lot of unintended consequences.
The bill passed its preliminary vote in the state house yesterday. This is CPR News. Coming up, it's 1A. Temperatures along the Front Range right now are in the mid-60s, and highs today could hit the mid-80s all over Colorado.